It's 28 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. We're flying away, aren't we?
We are. We're having a fantastic time. Great to be back, and just really great people who make a difference to people's lives. I mean, each of our people that we've interviewed this morning tell the same story. They tell the story, and you can nearly see it in their eyes, even though we don't see them in a visual sense, of just the love they have for their community. And again, we're going to finish our show with a very, very good person who does and has over the last 20 years, in fact longer than that, but in particularly in Parramatta, has done an amazing job for developing people and institution. And we're talking about Riverside Theatre, and we're talking about Robert Love, OAM, who has done an amazing job with taking people and creating people who really have even been on world stage. And Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. I'm going to pop out of your microphone and actually I'm going to stare you down.
Oh, no. Oh, don't do that
so
to me.
You're going to see me.
Oh, well, Robert, you've done an amazing job. 20 years and every day is different. I ring you, it doesn't matter what day, you're always positive and you have a love of what you do and that comes through. And your days are not a normal 10-hour day or even 12-hour day. They're 15 and 16 hours. I've been very fortunate to be on your board for the last 12 months, and I know the workload that you undertake and continue to do, and you do it with, like the duck, you don't see the feet going, but you make the experience wonderful for people. And it's been very difficult for you and management in terms of the COVID has certainly challenged you and your performers and everybody, and you continue to rise above that. And on behalf of everyone, I want to thank you very much for that, and I sincerely mean that.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, I must say COVID is, if you want to see it this way, it's a gift that never stops giving.
Well,
it certainly keeps us on our toes all the time. So you're absolutely, I mean, running theatres and getting performances to the stage is tricky and difficult at the best of times, but with COVID it's been an additional challenge, and it certainly meant that people have had to think pretty laterally, you know, keep their minds open to opportunities and possibilities, and to constantly keep changing what you thought you were going to do, because it never quite works out exactly how you expect.
Well, anyway, the
good thing is we're back doing live performances. We have been since towards the end of last year, and certainly during January we've got a big calendar of events, and as we go into the rest of the year, we've got a lot of things happening, actually.
Well, Robert, you're right. I was just listening to the news yesterday, and I heard Ireland, for example, had the lowest COVID numbers only a month ago or something, and now, on a global sense, they've got the worst COVID. So you're right, things change when you plan, and you're doing planning 6 and 12 months ahead, and things just change within a day. Let's talk about Riverside and what you've got planned for January, because it's exciting, and you continue to be challenged by what COVID provides, and yet you've still got a massive amount of really wonderful events.
Well, during January we have, and it's as part of the Sydney Festival. So all of our events during January are under the umbrella of the Sydney Festival. Some of them are just under the umbrella, so we're part of the Sydney Festival, and some are actually being produced and presented by the Sydney Festival itself. So, yeah, I mean, we started about a week ago with our own National Theatre of Parramatta production of Queen Fatima, which opened last week and has had fantastic reviews, but also audience reaction. It's a great Lebanese family story about, in a sense, class and about young people's aspiration and about, I guess, body identity. So it's a great comedy. It's a very funny play, but with also a great heart. And so people have been responding to that. That's still got that this week to play, so we've got a few more performances to do with that. And it's been a terrific production. We think hopefully it will come back again. We're thinking that maybe it will get a return season somewhere in 2022, which some of National Theatre Parramatta's productions are now building a bit of a tradition in that, of actually going on first here, premiering here in Parramatta, then potentially having seasons in Sydney at the Opera House or at Belbar Street Theatre, or in Melbourne at the Victorian Arts Centre or elsewhere. So that's part of the idea of the National Theatre Parramatta, not that we only just perform stories from Parramatta, but we take those stories to the rest of Australia as well.
Fantastic. Can you let our listeners know what types of other wonderful shows yep. you've got yeah. on for January? Because
well, I mean, oddly, Queen Fatima is about a young woman, you know, falling in love with a young Lebanese guy who comes from a particular family, and that family are a bunch of Lebanese lawyers. And there's a whole story there which I won't go into, but in fact, his family doesn't like the idea of his potentially marrying Fatima, whose family are bakers and run a bakery. And so the story's a little bit about coming to some sort of resolution. Interestingly enough, HMS Pinafore, which is an old Gilbert and Sullivan show, really, from, you know, the 19th century. But interestingly, it's actually dealing with similar issues, because in that, the lead female in that is fallen in love with her love, but her family wants her to marry the a person far more senior in the Navy. And so the story is about coming to, you know, reconciling that and working out how that can actually come to a happy ending.
Robert, I was just going to say, that seems very similar to life, really, with most people meeting. The other part doesn't want them to marry them.
Well, it's the same old story. It looks a bit like Romeo and Juliet. I mean, Romeo and Juliet starts on the basis of, you know, the two families, you know, in Italy, you know, who hate each other and spend most of the time feuding. So the idea of Romeo from one of them and Juliet from the other actually falling in love and potentially having a life together obviously leads to the tragedy of both of them actually dying. In the case of Queen Fatima and HMS Pinafore, that's not the case because they're fun comedies, really. But yes, I guess life is a bit like that. It's a lot to do with people falling in love and trying to work through how that actually works in the realities of your community and your family.
Stay on the line, Robert. We've got HMS Pinafore Overture just for you, and then we'll hear more after the break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 15 minutes to 12, quarter to 12 in the old money. Spotlight, Alive 90.5 with Jim and Darren.
Well, I tell you what, that was a very classy song. And you can see, Robert, you've brought a level of sophistication in terms of your choice of music today. Absolutely fantastic. HMS Pinafore, beautiful, beautiful rendition. And Robert, what else have you got for January? And then we'll move into February and then finish up with a very different song.
Well, we've got a show by Urban Theatre Projects and Sweatshop, which is very much set in Western Sydney with young people. It's sort of set in 2016, just as Trump is elected as President of the United States. And it's called Sex, Drugs and Pork Rolls. it'll be more of a live performance with a lot of audiovisual installations around those performers. So that will be an interesting show. That's coming up from the 20th of January. And then we've got Zinzi and the Zillionaires, which is a concert happening in the courtyard on the 23rd of January. And then right at the end of the month, we've got FNL Alive and Unlocked, which is a big cabaret show with Paul McDermott, who some people remember from the Doug Anthony All-Stars and also from the Good News Week, and Kath, whose second name's gone out of my head, which is absolutely ridiculous, but Catherine, who you will know, Jim, because she impersonates Bette Midler.
Oh, and, she's fantastic.
Bette Midler, but she's the other host compere of that, and then there's a series of guests over the three performances that they're doing between the 28th and the 30th of January. We also had a little play reading thing last Saturday, which we not only had a live audience, but we also streamed it out to people as well to have a look at home if they wanted to. And that was a National Theatre of Parramatta project with two play readings and then a talk about, you know, what's different about the performing arts in Parramatta, you know, now 20 years on from when I came. And that involved Wesley Enoch, who, of course, is the Sydney Festival Director, completing his fifth and final festival before the new festival director takes over. And her name is Olivia Ansell. And Olivia has a very strong relationship with Riverside because for a while she was the director of Form Dance Projects, which is based here at Riverside and does around about five contemporary dance seasons every year at Riverside, but also is involved in the festival. She's the new director of the Sydney Festival Designate, so it's great to have a festival director who has a very strong association and relationship with Riverside. That's what's coming up in January. So it's a busy January. We've got a lot of stuff on, and then we move into the year where we've got a pretty full calendar as we go forward into the year. And the first thing we have there is the famous Queen Ben Elton musical, or, you know, pastiche of all the famous Queen hits, called We Will Rock You. And that's we do. Riverside does that in association with Pacman Productions, and we've been doing that probably for 7 or 8 years now. And people will remember some of the great productions that have happened every February and July with Pacman. And this is the one that we were supposed to have last July, but unfortunately, COVID came along and we weren't able to have it. So it was pushed forward to February this year. And that's what we will be having. So that's selling incredibly well. So that looks as though it will sell as many seats as we, not quite as many as we normally would, because, you know, we're still operating under restricted capacities, where the festival seasons have been under 50% capacity. And from February onwards, we're moving towards 75% capacity. So the theatre, we can only sell 75% of the seats. And usually with the Pacman productions, we're selling more like 90%, 93%, 94%.
So how many seats is that, Robert, in perspective? So what's 100% of the theatre?
Sorry, I just missed that.
Sorry, as far as number of seats, so you're talking about percentages, but a full theatre is...
Well, 50% is about 380, a full seat theatre is about 760, and a 75% is around about 570.
Okay.
That's in the big theatre. When you come down into the Lennox, that's sort of like, normally it's about 213 seats, so half's about 106, and 75% is up around about 160, 170 or something like that.
Robert, we're nearly coming to an end. It's amazing how quickly time goes. It's really great. I want to ask you this question, and it's just, you know, reasonably quick, but it's a question. What is it that you love about the arts and theatre? Well, I mean, we could have started with that, but you have such a passion and it comes through. What is it that drives you? Because you're unrelenting in your output.
Well, probably the first thing is that what drives me is that, for my own personal reason, is that it allows me to provide opportunities for people to actually, you know, if you like, express themselves on the stage through the performing arts, and particularly, you know, around people who are only just starting and just starting to do it. But, you know, also, you know, providing opportunities for people maybe at the height of their careers, or sometimes we provide opportunities for people as their star is starting to fade slightly, but there's nothing like a fading star. That can be quite a good experience anyway. And the other thing probably is that drives me is that there's always a solution. You're always looking for solutions to what are constant challenges. You know, COVID's been one, but just about every day, even pre-COVID, there's always a challenge to be overcome. There's always a solution to be found to make something happen that mightn't happen. So the whole thing is to keep, and really is to be able to say yes to things as opposed to be always saying no. And if you say, it's very easy to say no, it's a lot harder to say yes, but... In other words, yes, but we're going to have to go through a whole lot of things to make sure that we can deliver on that yes. So I guess it's one, it's the challenge, it's providing opportunity for people and constantly looking for solutions to the next success.
And that's my summary of you. You always say nearly yes, and no is not really in your vocabulary. And I want to thank you on the thousands of people that you've helped develop and gone on to bigger and better things. And it's been directly as a result of your input and your ability to mobilise resources to help them. And I thank you on behalf of all of them, Robert. And again, we wish you all the best for 21. And there's lots of things that need to continue to be done. And I know having you in that leadership, those things will be done. So have a wonderful...
Not one thing, Jim. There is one other thing that drives me, which is actually being able to walk into a theatre and watch the sheer joy and pleasure on an audience's face.
Yes.
Although at the moment, they've got masks on. But before the mask, but strangely enough, you can still sense the joy even with the mask on. And I think that's a big driving motivation as well.
I agree with you. Robert Love, OAM, the boss of Riverside Theatre, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we wish you all the very best for 2021.
Well, thank you for the opportunity also to talk about what is basically a bit of a passion. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Everyone, that's our show for this week, and be back next week where we'll have another four fantastic guests. Stay tuned for Rage with her lunchtime special, and then Heber with Safe and Sound Arabic show.
Alive 90.5.